Don't pay retail for your diamond engagement ring or gift. Come to cleanorigin.com. Founded by a leading family in the diamond industry for more than a century, we're experts in lab-grown diamonds because that's all we do. Clean Origin, the only diamond jewelers who give you a 100-day, no-questions-asked return on your purchase. Head to cleanorigin.com or one of our retail stores and mention code RADIO10 for 10% off your purchase. That's clean, O-R-I-G-I-N.com, code RADIO10.
We've got them.
Dim-witted individuals.
Simple people.
With Bob and Sherry.
You're a moron.
It's Morons in the News.
A couple of the morons I have today have to do with guys scamming and getting scammed. So let's do the first one right now. 47-year-old Ronald Berry used to work as a subway cleaner for the MTA in New York City until he got fired a few years ago. But apparently, no one told payroll that he was fired. So, for 4 years, he just kept showing up on payday to collect his paychecks. Listen to this. In the amount of time that this went on, they paid him $250,000, $250,000. And then he went last Thursday to get his check. The cops had figured out what went on. MTA alerted them, and he was arrested. Ronald says he didn't think he was doing anything wrong. He claims he went on sick leave for high blood pressure and asthma, and he thought the paychecks were legit. His pay stubs listed his hours, which he knew he didn't work. But he claims nobody ever told him he was fired, and it's the MTA's fault, not his. They arrested him for trespassing when he showed up to get his check. It's not clear if he's going to face fraud charges. My guess is he's going to face fraud charges.
Big time fraud charges.
Yeah.
You couldn't do this for a week, much less 4 years.
No.
The anxiety, the worry of what would happen if you got caught.
You know what? I think you almost have to work for a big public operation, not a private company.
Where people don't 100% know everything that's going on.
Yeah.
Today's moron of the day is quite a sight. You're definitely going to want to text the word moron to 888-262-7437. Happened in Ohio. He's a Speedo-clad prowling pervert who was cruising around a sorority house at Kent State University earlier this week. The suspect was caught on a doorbell cam. He was wearing a Speedo, but I guess he took a Sharpie and he wrote on himself. He wrote across his chest, across his pecs, he wrote, "Laugh at me." And then directly underneath that, he wrote, "Pervert." And then he wrote some insulting things about himself, including a reference to his using the word shrimp.
Yeah. I think he's working through some things here, isn't he?
This is not his first time at the Alpha Phi House. He's shown up before naked and dancing on the porch. He sent messages to sorority members via social media. Mm-hmm. He's a real nut job.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
There he is in the Speedo there. Yeah, he
Text
is a nut job.
The word moron to 888-262-7437. Send it to your phone.
I think he would have been better off just staying naked because no man looks good in a Speedo.
It's a tough one.
It's a tough one to pull off. All right, here's the second scam guy. There's a 73-year-old guy named Spence Sims. That's a cool name, from Arco, Idaho. He was arrested recently for passing more than $47,000 worth of bad checks. He wound up getting around $26,000 in cash before the credit union caught on and stopped payment. And when the cops dug into it, he realized what he was doing with the money. He was also getting scammed. He met a woman from Malaysia on the dating site Plenty of Fish, and she convinced him all she needed was $25,000 to the Malaysian government, and they would release, quote, several million dollars to me, and I'll share it with you. Obviously, after he sent the money, she did not send his cut of the millions.
No.
He's facing 3 felony charges and could get up to 9 years in prison and $150,000 in fines. And again, he is 73 years old.
I think it's because he's 73 that he...
Do you?
Yeah.
That he wasn't heads up about these type of scams? Because just doesn't everybody know that these things are floating out there?
I hope that someone takes his computer before they lock him up, or that Nigerian prince is going to come for him.